KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a cloudy sky. It's 23 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 33. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. A police officer in Council Bluffs suffered minor injuries to his leg early this morning when he was dragged by a fleeing suspect's vehicle. The incident began just after midnight when the officer saw a man sitting in a car who was believed to have warrants. As the officer approached the vehicle, which was parked in a convenience store parking lot in the 3000 block of Avenue G, he spoke with the male suspect and ordered him out of the vehicle. When the suspect refused, the officer began to open the vehicle's door, and as he did so, the suspect put the vehicle in reverse and sped backwards, trapping the officer's hand in the door. The officer was dragged about 20 to 30 feet before freeing himself. He was able to remain on his feet during the incident and did not require medical attention. The unidentified officer has since returned to duty. The suspect took off heading on I-29 southbound, and authorities think he may have gone into Nebraska. The suspect vehicle was a black early 2000s model Chevy Tahoe with an undercoating type of spray paint. It was driven by a white male in his early to mid-20s. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4728. Or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. An attempted traffic stop by Council Police, Bluffs Police, at around 2:50 this morning resulted in a chase and the arrest of a man from Missouri. Council Bluffs Police say officers located a 2012 GMC Arcadia with stolen plates in the area of 35th and West Broadway. The SUV took off northbound on I-29 with Bluffs Police in pursuit until they reached the Crescent area, where they were joined by deputies of the Pott County Sheriff's Office and the Iowa State Patrol. The pursuit made its way back to Council Bluffs on Railroad Highway, where the SUV hit spike strips, and the vehicle continued to drive for a bit before the suspect abandoned it and took off on foot on Jennings Road. After a short foot pursuit, he was arrested and identified as 33-year-old Joshua Austin LaRue of Blue Springs, Missouri. A 29-year-old female passenger from Kansas in the vehicle was interviewed and released. The vehicle was reported stolen out of Kansas along with the license plates, and LaRue had outstanding warrants from Kansas. He was charged with possession of a stolen vehicle, possession of stolen license plates, felon in possession of a firearm and or ammunition, and felony eluding with injury, as a Council Bluffs police officer suffered injuries during the foot pursuit. Council Bluffs police were called at around 9:20 a.m. Monday to a residence in the 200 block of Stutzman Street in reference to a reported home invasion. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the victims, who stated that two unknown black males entered the residence through an unlocked door, displayed a machete, and began looking for another person who was not in the home. The suspects left the home after the victims told them police had been called and were on their way. The suspects are believed to have left in a dark gray SUV. There were no injuries reported. No damage to the property was observed. The Council Bluffs Criminal Investigations Division was notified and is handling the investigation. Authorities in Creston report 30-year-old Shane Peacock was arrested Monday afternoon at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Peacock faces a charge of failure to appear on child support matters. His bond was set at $1,000. Creston police report also a 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee legally parked on the south side of the street in the 500 block of West Mills Street Monday was struck by an unknown vehicle. The SUV sustained $2,000 damage during the incident. During the collision, the grill from the unknown vehicle containing a Ford logo was left behind. Anyone with information about that incident is asked to contact the Creston Police Department. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Deputy conducting a traffic stop on a speeding vehicle traveling on Highway 25 Monday arrested the driver of the vehicle on drug charges. The incident occurred at around 12:10 a.m. Authorities say Seth Allen Millslagle was pulled over. After he was informed a canine was going to conduct a sniff around the vehicle, Millslagle admitted to having drug paraphernalia. The canine, Hecky, was deployed and alerted to the vehicle. A search was conducted and drug paraphernalia, along with a small amount of marijuana, was seized. Millslagle was arrested for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for speeding. He was brought to the Ringgold County Sheriff's Office and booked into the Ringgold County Jail. A traffic stop for a vehicle driving recklessly in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of the driver and his passenger. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says deputies conducted the traffic stop early this morning in the 3600 block of Highway 2. During the course of the stop, a passenger in the vehicle, 51-year-old Timothy Holdaway of California, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for trying to introduce a controlled substance contraband into a secure facility. The driver, 56-year-old Douglas Swisher of West Virginia, was arrested for reckless driving. He was also cited for traveling 90 miles per hour in a 55 zone. Both men were being held in the Fremont County Jail while awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Mills County Sheriff's Office is reporting four recent arrests. Taken into custody at around 1 p.m. on Monday was 55-year-old Curtis James Hansen of Mineola. Hansen was wanted on a warrant for failure to appear in court. His bond was set at $2,000. 39-year-old Jerry Joseph Richardson of Malvern was arrested Monday on a warrant for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 61-year-old Mary Lee Nissen of Glenwood was arrested Monday morning for driving while revoked. And last Friday, 37-year-old Aaron Boone Fisher of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $5,000. Elsewhere in the news, a chain of hospitals in Iowa and Nebraska are now offering what it calls WAG therapy at several of its facilities. Dogs are being used in patients' rooms and in hospital lobbies to help patients and visitors feel better. Chris Wiley, a mental health practitioner at CHI Health in Omaha Council Bluffs, said just the act of petting a pooch can have near miraculous effects.
Research has shown that it can reduce anxiety, it reduces people's blood pressure. Some research has even shown that petting a dog will cause our body to start to release oxytocin, which is a feel-good hormone.
Well, the saying is that a dog is man's best friend. Wiley says it's sounding more like dogs are great for both our mental and physical health.
They're doing studies now, of course, and finding that people who own dogs tend to be more active. Now, it could be because they feel guilty that their dog has been home all day and hasn't had any outside activity. But whatever reason, we're taking that dog for a walk is good for us as well.
Wiley says more hospitals are turning to dog therapy to help with a variety of illnesses and just to bring a smile to a patient's face.
Because I'm in the mental health practice, I certainly have patients who, you know, immediately will tell me their dog has been a benefit in their recovery from depression and anxiety to kind of give them a sense of calm.
She said there are countless benefits to owning or having regular interaction with dogs.
Dogs actually have the ability to read, once they get to know a person, read facial expressions to kind of anticipate what their human companion is going to do. They have your nonverbal cues figured out.
Several four-legged volunteers are now offering regular WAG therapy sessions at five CHI health hospitals. Well, the Atlantic High School Counseling Office is hosting a free presentation on financial aid for high school juniors, seniors, and their parents. The presentation will be led by a representative from the Iowa College Access Network, or ICANN, this Thursday, February 15th, beginning at 7 p.m. in the Atlantic High School Auditorium. ICANN is a nonprofit educational organization, a member of the National College Access Network. It has 10 student success centers, one of which is located in Council Bluffs. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.